All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome in to Daily Faceoff Live, your go-to source for everything hockey, live every weekday at noon Eastern.
Welcome in to a new week of Daily Faceoff Live, streaming live on the DFO YouTube, where we're looking for your inbox questions. Drop them in. And as always, we are brought to you by Betano. The game starts now at betano.ca. Colby Cohen, you thought you were done doing this show. You thought Frank Saravalli was going to be back. Then a flight got delayed and you thought wrong. You're back with me.
Back for another couple days while our friend continues to sail off into the sunset to cover the GM meetings. But you know what? I think before we talk about Frank Saravalli, I think a congratulations is in order to you, to your fiance, the future Mrs. Tyler Yaremchuk. So congratulations, buddy. Big news for you. You clearly ignored all my advice and you went for it. I'm just kidding. I'm happily married with children, but congrats, man. Honestly, really happy for you. So I can't wait for the bachelor party.
Yeah. Thank you. And everyone who reached out, I mean, the tweet had like 100 replies. I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to reply to all of these. But and a big shout out to my friends at Charm Diamonds, Colby. They're the ones who helped me out here. Amber loved the ring. They did a 10 out of 10 job with it. We had an awesome weekend. So I appreciate it from you, from everyone else who reached out. It was a very fun weekend. Hopefully she is not getting the only ring in Edmonton this spring, though. That's what Oilers fans keep messaging me. They're like, are you foreshadowing? Can Connor get his ring now that Amber has hers? And yeah, maybe.
I like it.
There was a lot going on in the NHL this weekend, so let's jump into it. John Goyens is going to join us in a bit, as he always does on Mondays with the coach's room. But we're starting the show with the Washington Capitals. And I know Jeremiah, and we have a handful of Capitals fans who listen to this show, and they're always saying, Tyler, you're a Capitals hater. Well, I am here to give them some love, Colby. They start their road trip and get dummied. They get beat pretty bad twice. Outscored 10-2 in the games against Washington, or against Edmonton and Winnipeg. They bounce back, though, with back-to-back 2-1 victories over Vancouver and Seattle. This Capitals team is now firmly in the playoff mix. Do they have enough gas in the tank to get into that final spot, win their game in hand, and more importantly, hold on to it?
Well, look, they certainly have the veteran presence and the veteran leadership. And I said this on Morning Cup of Hockey today. It's good business for Alexander Ovechkin to be in the playoffs. He gets his 19th goal against the Vancouver Canucks in a big win. This team is just defending a lot harder. They're killing plays. I don't have the numbers, but I guarantee you, if you look at the time spent in the defensive zone, it looks drastically different than it did, let's say, the first 30 games of the season this year. So credit to Spencer Carberry and his staff for kind of settling this group in. They also seem to be getting saves, and that's always a huge difference. You've ridden that roller coaster in Edmonton for years. So it's all coming together for Washington right now. And, you know, you look at the way that this road trip went out, and you said it started bad against Winnipeg and Edmonton. It finished strong. They'll finish this road trip in Calgary tonight, which is always a difficult game at the end of a road trip coming off of a big 2-1 win. Here's my worry, though, Tyler. Calgary is tonight, and then it's Toronto, Carolina, Winnipeg, Detroit, Toronto, Boston. So it's a gauntlet of a schedule. Now, when you look at who the Islanders, the Flyers, they also have gauntlets of a schedule. So I would say over the next 10 to 12 days of the 30 days or so we have left in the month, I think that is going to say more about who's going to make the playoffs than the last 2 weeks of the season will, because it's a gauntlet. So whoever can come out the most unscathed is going to find their way into the playoffs. But give them credit. Everybody wrote Ovi for dead. He might score 25 goals by the end of it this year. I'd say probably somewhere between 20 and 25. And like I said, it's good business to see the grade eight in the playoffs.
Yeah, it is. And that's why I've always been kind of, you know, a little bit rooting for a team like the Penguins too, just because I think it's good for the league when Sidney Crosby is in the playoffs and you have those storylines. So agree with you on that. Gavin, if you could flash up the Eastern Conference standings again, it is wild. Like, we are basically 30 days on the nose from the regular season coming to a close. And it's like, you know, New Jersey still believes they're in the hunt, but you can
they're not.
Okay. So I won't include them, but Colby, like, there are still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You could say 6 fan bases that still believe with a month to go, they can make a charge. So it's going to be a fantastic run to finish things out. I want to shift the focus now to the teams who are, we'll call them, locked in the Eastern Conference. The top 5, you have Boston, Florida, Toronto, New York, and Carolina as sort of the group that separated themselves from the pack in terms of the standings, in terms of all of that stuff. When you look at those 5, and there was a great article up at dailyfaceoff.com from our guy Anthony Trudeau about the biggest questions facing Eastern Conference contenders and whether or not those question marks in their lineup will actually sink them. Is there one team out of that 5 you look at and go, I have serious concerns about them?
I mean, look, I think everybody's assuming I'll say the Boston Bruins, but at the end of the day, like, I think the Toronto Maple Leafs continue to still have massive holes in their lineup. Like, they really do. I also think, you know, their goaltending situation is a little bit unsettled. Like, I know Samsonov's been better since the reset. I think Joseph Woll is trying to find his game when he's getting opportunities to play. I don't have as big a problems with the Boston Bruins as a lot of teams do. And, you know, I like the way some of their players have stepped up. I like the depth they have on defense. And you know what? They got the best goaltending tandem in the NHL. And I don't think Jim Montgomery's making that same mistake. So I think Toronto has some of the biggest question marks, you know, going into the playoffs. I really do. The depth on D, the strength, the size, the holes, their bottom 6. To me, like, they concern me.
Yeah, I think the question for Toronto is, can they outscore their problems in the playoffs? It's really, to me, not a question of, are they magically going to defend better? Are they magically going to get 2 weeks of unbelievable goaltending from one of those guys? No, it's, can they win a bunch of playoff games, 5-4, 5-3, things like that? Another team I wanted to talk about, just because I think their question mark, in my eyes, can change them so much. It's the New York Rangers, and it's, are you getting first half Igor or second half Igor? If Shesterkin is going to be the guy we've seen for the last couple of weeks here, then it's really hard to not look at that Rangers team. Kapokako is getting hot. It feels like the forward group is continuing to come together, and you spend a lot of time with our guy Johnny Lazarus talking about the New York Rangers. But if Igor is going to be in his elite zone, this is going to be a team that might be damn near impossible to beat in my eyes.
Well, and look, there's no reason to think he won't. I know he didn't have a good start of the season, or let's call it half, but it's now been a number of weeks in a row where he has been incredible for the New York Rangers. And you can see the confidence that this team's playing with. Now, my big concern is the injury to Lindgren yesterday. He looked like he really hurt his leg. I'm not going to speculate, but it didn't look good. And he is so important to Adam Fox and that decor for what he brings. I think that would be killer if they're without Lindgren for any extended period of time or going into the playoffs. And I like the way Roslovic has looked on that top line. I like the way Wennberg has looked on that third line with Kaapo Kakko. So we criticized Drury, and I was one of them, for their inactivity on trade deadline day. But maybe he knew what he was doing with these depth pieces, these depth adds, these guys that don't need the puck a lot. But they didn't add much depth on the back end. They brought in Ruedel, who hasn't really played yet. Truba's out. Lindgren is now out. So now your depth is really going to get tested on the back end, and that concerns me for the New York Rangers.
Now let's flip this conversation and do the same thing for the Western Conference, Colb. There isn't the same tight playoff race in the West. It feels like the eight that are sitting there now are going to be the eight that get in. And I think there are some teams with very obvious holes. I think with Nashville, you're sitting there going, are they going to be able to score enough come playoff time? League average in goals for so far this season. You can look at the Kings and go, what the hell is going to happen between the pipes for them? They didn't go out and get a goalie at the deadline. When you look at, we'll call it the other collection of six teams in the West, is there one there that you think has a question mark that's bigger than the others?
Probably the Vancouver Canucks. And people may roll their eyes at me because they are in still such a good spot. You know, they've got 92 points, but I just haven't loved the way that they've played since they brought in Elias Lindholm. Thatcher Demko is out for an extended period of time. We don't really know. Then we don't really know what he's going to be like when he gets back, which is always a little bit challenging, especially with a goaltender, reading the rush, timing, you know, conditioning is always an important thing. And, you know, look, I look at their top line. I just don't know. Like, you've got, you know, Hoglander on that top line. Like, are these guys going to be playoff performers? And I would say I have a lot of question marks for what type of performance you're going to get out of that group in the playoffs. They haven't been there. They don't have a lot of experience. And the expectations are big now. They really are. We're talking about Tocchet for Jack Adams. They've been a top team in the league all year. They were in the Lindholm sweepstakes. Then we heard they were flipping Lindholm. What kind of dissension could that cause for a player who's not fitting in well? I do worry about that team based on now what expectations we've given them.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair as well. I think you can poke holes in Vancouver. I think you can poke holes in Edmonton's blue line as we head into the playoffs here. I think Vegas, you can kind of look at Vegas, even though on paper they look like the best team in the league, and go, well, you haven't figured it out quite yet. And the injuries are still a problem with the Golden Knights. In the Central, I sat here and I looked at Colorado, Winnipeg, and Dallas, and I was like, I don't know if I can poke holes in any of them. I think the beast in the West is in the Central.
I would totally agree. Yeah. I think that first round matchup, that 2-3 matchup, like a legitimate Stanley Cup contender's out within the first 12 days of the Stanley Cup playoffs in the West, like undoubtedly.
Which is what makes the last month of this regular season so fascinating in the West. In the East, it's the playoff race. In the West, it's Winnipeg, Colorado, Dallas. They're all at 91 points right now. I know they've played different amounts of games, but like, they're going to be pushing hard for that top spot because you want home ice through the first two rounds guaranteed, and you don't want to have to go up against one of the other big boys in that division. Let's do a little fair or foul, Colby, and we'll start with my Western Conference question for you. We just had the standings up there. The Oilers are 8 points back of the Vancouver Canucks. They have 3 games in hand. They play the Canucks one more time, which means if the Oilers win their games in hand and they beat the Canucks in that head-to-head, they'll hold the tiebreaker and they'll be in the top spot in the Pacific Division. Fair or foul, the Oilers will catch the Vancouver Canucks.
I think foul. I looked at the schedules and I think Edmonton has a little bit more of a difficult schedule. They've got 2 games left with Colorado. I think it's about half and half playoff versus non-playoff games for the Edmonton Oilers, versus playoff teams. I think Vancouver has a little bit of a lighter schedule. I do think Vancouver, when they get Demko back, the more Lindholm plays, I do think the more comfortable and the better that lineup is going to get with him. I don't think Lindholm just forgot how to play hockey. I don't think he's not going to find a way to make an impact. He's got you know, one shot a game over the last couple of weeks. So he's just not involved offensively quite enough, not getting the same looks or touches. But I just think this time of year, Tyler, when there's so many interconference and divisional games, it's really hard to make up, you know, 6 or 8 points, even though they do have those games in hand. So I would say foul. But this was a difficult question. Like, I really felt like I had, and I kind of went back and forth with it. So, you know, normally I feel very confident in my answers. Today, I would say I'm a little bit wavering.
Next one I got for you out East. When you look at the question marks surrounding the Boston Bruins, it's down the middle of the ice. This is a team that last year lost in the first round. We know all about that. That was with Bergeron, with Krejci. Now you look at this team's center depth, and Zacha and Coyle thrust into top six roles this season. They've been getting decent production at times from a guy like Morgan Geeky. But I'm going to say this Bruins team isn't good enough to win a playoff round. Colby, fair or foul?
I'm going to say foul. And you know, here's why. I like their back end with Charlie McAvoy. I know Matt Grizzlick has had some struggles in playoffs at times, but I like that second pair with Carlo and Lindholm. The bottom pair moves around a lot. You've got Kevin Shattenkirk. Mason Lorai has been really good for them. I have no idea how they'll start this season. And Andrew Peak's been good the first couple of games. He's actually, you know, kind of surprised the organization with the way that he's played, and then they've kept him in the lineup. But at the end of the day, Tyler, goaltending can win you a playoff series. Okay, I was on a team called the Boston Bruins, and Tim Thomas won multiple playoff series for that team. And I think Jeremy Swayman and Linus Olmark could do the exact same thing. I do think they will win a round. I do not see them as a team that's going all the way to the conference finals or winning a Stanley Cup, but I wouldn't expect to see them out after 12 days, 14 days, as we start the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Who double fouls. Couldn't get a fair from you at all in our usual Monday segment. It's tough. It's tough, Colby.
It's because I'm coming off a big loss this weekend, yeah. A big coaching loss. I'm not feeling great today, Tyler. I got to be honest with you.
Also, shout out to our boy Oliver kicking around in the background of today's show.
He just laid down behind me. Sorry about that.
No, I love it. Let's get to our big segment for the day. It's the Coach's Room with John Goyens. The Coach's Room is delivered by DoorDash, 25% off, zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. John Goyens, our usual Monday guest, swings by with the Coach's Room. And John, we're going to be dialed in on the Washington Capitals today. And the area I want to start with as we look at a Capitals team that's gotten themselves not just in the thick of the playoff hunt, they're controlling it in that top wild card spot by points percentage. One of the areas, or the area I want to start with, this team for much of the year was bottom of the league when it comes to drawing power plays. They've now jumped into the top 10. What's allowed that to happen?
This might not be your typical answer, but anyone that knows Spencer Carberry, I got to know him being at development camp in Toronto. He actually sat right next to me. He's very astute. He is not a copy-paste type of coach. And I listened to a couple of his interviews going into this breakdown. And one of the things was them managing the puck in such a way to work their ways into creating better offensive options, whether it be on entries or within the offensive zone. That has led them to force other teams to either be flat-footed or clutch and grab or trip and interfere at times. And that has led them to actually have a massive uptick in power play opportunities, where they were 31st in the league for power play opportunities before the All-Star break. They are second in the league for power play opportunities since the All-Star break. And that has helped their mojo big time. And then we'll get into the breakdown of what they have also done within the power play to have a massive uptick going forward. But let's look at some of these. I know most people don't break down how you draw penalties, but it all correlates. If you're not drawing those power plays, you're not getting those opportunities. Maybe the power play hasn't had the effect that it could have had if you weren't drawing those power plays. So they're like right here, right? Trevor Van Riem's like, he's not going to force anything. He's going to look for support. And now they've got a four-man rush, and they're going to draw a power play on the back end. over here. They looks like a two-on-two rush. Let's be poised. McMichael's going to be poised. He's looking for reinforcements, gets the puck deep, get the forecheck going, support with a reload so Janssens can get the pinch in. What does it do? It leads to a clutch and grab, yes, against your beloved Oilers. You recover the puck in the D zone. Look, skate decision, poise on entry. Now, have the confidence for a little shake and bake here through the neutral zone. Force teams to be flat-footed with a bad gap. Chad really takes a terrible or a bad hooking. You've got a 2-3, create a 2-1. Crisscross, catch the Philly D flat-footed. What's going to lead to? A little shake and bake again, and it leads to a tripping penalty. You are not going to force a lot of teams to take penalties on you if you're easy to play against, you're predictable, and you're constantly forcing to create, let's call it, chicken soup with chicken shit versus having poise with the puck and managing the game a lot better.
Well, look, I think one of the more underrated topics when you're talking about power play is winning faceoffs. I think that can make or break, you know, when you're getting those offensive zone opportunities. And Washington sits at 50% on the power play with their faceoff percentage since their quote-unquote resurgence. So for people who aren't numbers guys, what does that mean? Like, is 50 a good number? What? Why are they winning that? How are they winning that? And can this be useful or a strength to this team moving forward?
Oddly enough, 50% is not a very good number. It's near the bottom of the league on the power play. But you have to go circle to circle to have a real true number. And in the offensive zone, they're about 58%, 59% in both offensive zone circles, first and foremost. So we've got to look at what certain numbers tell you. You got to go and do deeper dives, which, you know, I took out my shovel and, you know, I dug deep on this one. And in the offensive zone, they're doing a good steady job, but it's what they do when they win the draws. And right now they are looking for quick strikes, and they will give several different looks that we'll see in the video clips that I prepared.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So they're going to look to win pucks to the inside. Of course, Ovi in his office on the weak side, he's downhill. He takes his snapshot. Now he and John Carlson switch roles. Strome purposely puts it to the wall. Look at this space, because everybody's so focused with Carlson and Ovechkin. Look at the two-on-one that it creates down low. And this becomes a theme throughout their power plays. You see Ovechkin, you want to shade over to him. Perfect. You want to stick to them? Let's crisscross and switch spots. Now force Pittsburgh with three guys in one line, and it's creating lanes. Look at the lanes it's creating. Nobody touched Carlson. If that pass was a little sharper, it was backdoor. Again, Ovechkin switches with Sandin. You want to be overtly aggressive? The guy can move the puck. Little slip pass. Sandin's walking in downhill. He's got room to create. They've got it so – they've got team – they're in teams' heads that they don't even have PK guys on the wall anymore, because, again, they got to flex out against Ovechkin's one-timer. Watch Ovi not even move here. Watch him not move like he's posing for a picture. Now still three guys focused up top, 2-on-0 down low. right? So their looks, their different setups, and the willingness, which I still drives me nuts. Not enough power plays do this. Everybody wants to win to the board. Well, you do win to the board, you can trigger PKs to jump you and seal you on the wall. If you can win more faceoffs dot line or inside dots, you are actually now going to be attacking one forward who's got to cover the whole middle of the ice. And the Washington Capitals do this really well.
Wow, that's such like a small minor detail. Then you explain it, it makes so much sense. So this Washington power play, it was stale. It was like 14.5% before the break. It's now starting to come together. Everyone knew the Washington power play and what it was about. What's changed, I guess, over the course of the year when it comes to this man advantage group?
Well, as you can see with this graph alone, just the goals for per game, 2.38 goals for. That's it, all strengths. That's awful, right? Like, it's just brutal. Their offensive mojo, zero. Like, it was just not there. And then that seeps into your power play. If people think the power play identity should be different from your offensive identity at 5-on-5, that's where you have major disconnects. And this was seeping into their 5-on-5 play. So their power play has been also a resurgence at 5-on-5 scoring overall. Look, 3.21 goals for. They've gone from 30th to 13th in the league. And their power play has gone from near the bottom of the league to 5th in the league. And in fact, like I mentioned earlier, they're top 10 now in drawing power plays. And they're second in the league since the All-Star break at scoring goals on the power play, which again, they were near the bottom. What are they doing? Different looks, different looks, different looks. And it took a massive buy-in from the grade eight. It just had to take a massive buy-in because now he's in movement. Now he's switching different spots and it's messing up a lot of PK schemes. So let's fire up the clips and we'll see the different looks and the different contributors. Again, we just looked at faceoffs. Hey, sometimes a quick strike can be a quick muffin. Quick muffin, as long as it goes in the 4x6, it still counts. Ovechkin not forcing anything. Rim release, everybody's focused up top. Watch this pass by Max Pacioretty. Rips it across. It's going to be on Ovechkin's stick. He's walking in downhill. Lucky bounce, but you got to work for your bounces. Again, sling the puck. Don't overhandle it. He's right there by himself. A little bit of poise. Watch. He's just going to slow it down. He's not going to panic. Go through the trapezoid, one of my favorite areas. Bad coverage by Chicago. Zone entry, not one of their stronger suits, but a quick rim release. Sonny Milano meets his guy to the back post. Boom. Who's the playmaker now? Ovechkin. He's got 11 or 12 points since the All-Star break on the power play, 8 of them assists. Now you got Ovi up on the QB spot with Sandin to his right. Everybody's focused on Ovi. All right, Pacioretty's walking in, usually as a screen. He's known to score 30, 35 a year. Pacioretty's been really good on the half wall. Watch the switch again. It's screwing people up. The coverage is off. Again, elite pass by Pacioretty through a seam and then Sandin right to the back door for a tap-in. The looks are so different at all times. Another guy who doesn't get enough love, Mr. 1000 now, TJ Oshie, elite bumper. One of the guys that understands tight space better than everybody. But again, Montreal focused, two forwards focused on Ovechkin, leaves the pocket wide open for TJ Oshie. The looks just keep looking different, different, different. Right now, he's a decoy. Ovi's a decoy. But hey, give him an opportunity to hunt with time and space. He'll go in for the tap-ins just as much as he'll look for the big 1T. And when in doubt, why not go a little bit vintage, get to your spot, and hammer a couple short side. But it's what everybody else is doing with the puck and off the puck to open up these opportunities for him to get to that grade eight spot for those 1Ts. So it's multiple looks, movement, and a lot of different players are contributing because they've had to change with Backstrom, you know, probably retiring, Kuznetsov's no longer there, and it took some time, but it is on fire right now.
Yeah, the Washington Capitals, despite selling at the deadline, have found a way to keep their season alive. A fascinating look into how they've done it with the coach's room and our guy, John Goins. You can find him on Twitter at @gourmet_hawk. You can listen to him on TSN 690. John, fantastic stuff as always. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, guys. Tyler, you're the love guru this week. Have a good one.
Let's move along to our daily face-off inbox question. It is brought to you by Tim Hortons and Roll Up the Rim. Big year, big prizes. They are back for their 60th anniversary. You can get in on the big run. You can win an all-electric Volkswagen ID.4, sun-soaked Hilton getaways, and there is a daily cash jackpot of $10,000. That's a lot of money, Cole. Play today on the Tim's app, Roll Up the Rim. Let's stay Canadian with this one since it's brought to you by Tim Hortons. It was our guy Joe, our pal Joe, in the YouTube who wants to know, which two Canadian teams do you think have the best chance of going on a long playoff run?
Well, I think the Edmonton Oilers would be, kind of the easy and obvious one because, again, they have to outscore their problems at times, but they have what no one else has, and that's Connor McDavid. So I think Edmonton could go on a little bit of a run this year. And look, I think if Winnipeg was ever going to do it, I think the roster that they have, the way that they've been playing, the goaltender that they have, the depth that they have. I mean, I go back to that Winnipeg third line with Adam, Lowry just patrolling and leading the way now for that team. And so I would say those two teams would be the teams that I would think have the best chance to push far into the playoffs.
Let's get to our daily bets for the day, brought to you by Betano. The game starts now at betano.ca. A couple of picks for tonight. I'm sticking with some underdogs. The Buffalo Sabres are in Seattle to take on the Kraken. Honestly, I feel like the Sabres should be favored here. I'm getting them at a +102 price point. They haven't been a very good road team on the year as a whole, but much better in the second half of the season. The Seattle Kraken on home ice are 14-20 straight up. They've picked up 6 loser points, but again, I don't care if the Sabres win in regulation or whatever. I just need them to win tonight at +102. So I like Buffalo on the road as my first road dog of the night. My second is the Washington Capitals. Tons of Capitals talk here. I faded them last week, but I'm in now. They're in Calgary. Again, Washington on the road this season has not been great. But again, Calgary's just kind of average. I think they're just a tick above 500 on home ice, and I'm getting an even better +115 payout. Washington's been playing some good hockey over the last couple of stops on their road trip. I like them to continue it tonight in Calgary. And that brings us to garbage time, Colby, and some news today. The Philadelphia Flyers signed Wayne Simmonds to a one-day contract. He will retire a Flyer, which is a nice way to wrap up a career that spanned 15 seasons, north of 1,000 games. Wayne Simmonds is retiring a Flyer. It's a nice end to his career.
Yeah, he's beloved here in Philadelphia, and it's just another check mark into the Keith Jones, Danny Briere era of they're calling it the new era of orange. And I think remembering the history, remember the beloved players, I think that's really important. So good for Simmer. I'm sure people will be out and about to see that game. And he was certainly an impactful Flyer in many ways.
Yeah, so congrats to Wayne Simmonds on the end of a great career, and congrats to anyone who managed to get through the Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool last week. It's back for another one. You can win delicious prizes at Wendy's. DailyFaceoffSurvivor.com. Here are your options for tonight. Washington, only 10% of the pool is in on the Caps to beat the Flames tonight. I don't hate that. I don't hate Buffalo to pick up a power play goal either. Ovi to get a goal. If you like Washington, maybe it's safer to play an Ovi goal. I don't know. I'm not good at this thing, so people shouldn't take my advice. Head to Wendy's or head to DailyFaceoffSurvivor.com to get in and potentially win some delicious prizes from Wendy's. Colby, great work today. It was fun being back with you on a Monday.
I'll see you tomorrow, pal. Congratulations again.
Yeah, thanks. We'll be back tomorrow, as we always are, at noon Eastern on the Daily Faceoff YouTube. See you then.
Thanks for tuning in to Daily Faceoff Live. Make sure you hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
All right, hockey fans, listen up because we've got something special coming your way this playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and let me tell you, it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with 4 questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of those questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you got to pick the winning team. That sounds simple, right? But there's more. You got to decide if the total amount of goals in the game will be over or under a certain amount, and that's where the real strategy starts to kick in. Next up, you're picking who's going to find the back of the net first, and you're going to want to be careful because that's one that could be cooked early on in the game. And finally, you got to predict which period is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That's up to you to decide. Now let's talk about prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? For the daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards to treat yourself to some fresh Nation gear, and you might even win a jersey from your favorite team. And for the big dogs, those who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.